The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. You know, it's not just out in Iowa or Kansas where farmers live anymore. As you may know, there are many ant species, and even some types of beetles and termites that are pretty good farmers as well. They grow fungus for food. But now, another invertebrate farmer has been discovered. Researchers have found that a marine snail that lives in the salt marshes of the southeast United States cultivates fungus in the grass that it grazes on. The snail is the first non-insect found to practice fungiculture, or the growing of fungi. The snails graze on a type of cord grass in a rather unusual way, creating long wounds in the leaves with the use of their sharp teeth called radula, and then eating the dying tissue, which contains the fungus, which is the snail's preferred food. The fungus enters the wounds in two ways. There are spores everywhere, all over the leaf surface, and some of those end up in the wound. But the snail also seeds the wounds, depositing fecal pellets containing fungal spores and nutrients as it grazes. The fungus thrives and grows in the relatively defenseless interior of the plant, providing a healthy crop for the snails. And the researchers have shown experimentally that the fungus did much better in the wounds than it did on the leaf's exterior.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.